There is a sense of unpredictability in our nation's affairs, which leave many with feelings of fear or vulnerability. And there is a general atmosphere of meanness and negativity that we feel in the country. Our elected legislators are at each other's throats. There's talk of Russian conspiracies. There's troubles on our southern border. And soon we will observe the first anniversary of the ugly events that happened in our city last summer. So who can people look to in times like these? What is the answer to these problems? Well, get ready. The answer to these problems is you. Yes, you. You're the answer to these problems. Because just as Amos the herdsman was taken by God as he followed the flock to prophesy to God's people, so God wants to take you from following the herd of negativity and despair and set you apart to witness to him. And just as Jesus summoned the 12 and sent them out to bring healing ointment and to cast out devils, so Jesus summons you and me to shake off the dust from our feet of vituperation and injustice and proclaim the kingdom of God. In this morass of gloom that we find ourselves in these days, we come here to church today and we hear St. Paul tell us in our second reading, "You are so blessed! You're so blessed!" And the reason why St. Paul tells us that we are blessed should take our breath away and change our lives. Because St. Paul tells us today that by the sheer grace and favor of God, with love, he chose you before the world began. With love, he chose you. And he says that God marked you out for himself beforehand to be his adopted son or daughter in Jesus Christ. And St. Paul loves this theme because he will talk about it again in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 29. Where he writes that God decided beforehand that we'd be destined to be molded to the pattern of his son so that Jesus should be the eldest of many brothers and sisters. Church, you are the son of God or the daughter of God. You are Jesus' little brother or sister destined to bear that family resemblance and to own this magnificent truth for ourselves is vital for us and for the world. Because St. Paul says earlier in that 8th chapter to the Romans, verse 19, he says the whole creation is waiting with eagerness for the children of God to be revealed. That's us. And yet again, Paul goes to this theme, that theme of how we have been chosen with love by the Father and for what we have been chosen. In his letter to the Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Let's hear what he says. He says, as the chosen of God, there it is again. The holy people whom he loves, there it is again. You are to be clothed in heartfelt compassion, in generosity and humility, gentleness and patience. Let's hear that again. As the chosen of God, then, the holy people whom he loves, you are to be clothed in heartfelt compassion, in generosity and humility, gentleness and patience. Does that describe you? In your home and family? In your workplace? With your friends? With strangers? With people you don't like? Well, if not, that just shows how seriously we need to take our spiritual lives, especially in these times. It shows how seriously we need to have that dedicated time every day alone with the Lord in prayer to seek God's will and not our own. How necessary it is in these times for us to be reading Scripture every day as part of that prayer, especially the Gospels, to let them seep into us and transform our thinking. Because how much the world needs people like Paul describes. Children of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus. Because we can't expect to find qualities like these in our national leaders. It's up to us. And today in our second reading, Paul goes on to say that as children of God, God has made known to us the mystery of his purpose. And then he tells us what that is. It is to bring together everything under Christ as head. To bring together everything under Christ as head. This plan of God, this purpose, will change the world. And so today, as we come to this table to be fed by him, to look more like our elder brother, we pray to the Holy Spirit, with whose seal we have been stamped, that he may make of us a sign of God's purpose and plan. That is, a sign of unity and an instrument of Christ's peace among all people. Amen.
Amen.